Captain Kidd, once a privateer, and Sir Henry Morgan, a buccaneer before he turned to piracy. Look around the graveyard for Mundaka's empty grave. Can you find it? It is gray with a hand carving of a skull and crossbones, the pirate's calling card. But why was this the pirate's symbol? We are all familiar with the infamous black flag adorned with the skull and crossbones known as the Jolly Roger. Jolly Roger is a rough translation of the French phrase Joli Rouge, which means a pretty red. You see, these flags were originally red, not black, and were flown by buccaneers in the 17th century. They were placed just below the country flag on the mast. Different captains put their own marks on the red flags, including the skull and crossbones in various configurations. The black color that we are familiar with became popular in the 18th century. Firmin Mundaka enjoyed his pirate reputation on Isla Mujeres. But the island also held his one unattainable treasure, the love of a certain beautiful girl. At the age of 55, Mundaka fell ill and was taken by friends to Mérida to die. It seems only fitting that the land that held his unrequited love also holds his empty grave.
As you are, I was. As I am, you will be.
No island is complete without its superstitions and ghost stories, and Isla Mujeres, with its long and sometimes violent past, is no exception. Tales of hidden treasure and wicked men weave their way around this island. Haunting apparitions of pirates and slaves are said to wander these white sands today. Something to ponder as you stand here and enjoy the view.
Stop that fool noise. Don't you know that if you lend to the winds with your whistling, our sails will be shredded by morning?
Pirates came from many cultures. Some Catholic, some Muslim, others Protestant and pagan. Each man, with their varying backgrounds, brought distinct ideas about spirituality and the supernatural. This melting pot of beliefs produced a unique culture of pirate superstition, and these beliefs heavily influenced many aspects of their daily life. They wore gold earrings to keep the ship afloat, nailed brooms to the mast to help sweep in good winds, used holly to ward off evil, and built ships out of oak to protect against lightning. Falling stars were good luck, and as our friend just said, whistling could be deadly as it brought about potentially fatal winds. Though it may sound silly to let these strange ideas hold such sway, when was the last time you walked under a ladder? Now, what do you like to do when you visit the Caribbean? I bet your answer included either swimming, snorkeling, or diving. And this is a great place to enjoy the water. But think about this. Most pirates never even learned to swim. Why? Because if they fell overboard, they wanted to die a swift death by drowning. They also believed that any man to die on board a ship should be tossed into the water, for the sea wanted its dead. These superstitious sailors believed that if a pirate died in battle or was murdered, his ghost would drift about for centuries, tormenting all who saw it. Pirates certainly had their unique beliefs and superstitions.